It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
On Monday, Post Malone tweeted that he wouldn't be Googling himself ever again. He said, got called a walking STD in a human air bubble by two different publications. Deleted Safari after, LOL. If anyone is having a tough time, keep rocking, guys. Never let anybody tell you blank. You are awesome.
I wonder who said that on the show before.
The feud between the Kardashian sisters isn't real, and it's just to get ratings. Sources say the feud between Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney, which is played out on the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, is staged. The sources say the fight is overly dramatic, and they all knew they needed something big to start off the season to get ratings. Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson are dating as the new couple was spotted kissing at the airport in London. The supermodel and Pretty Little Liars star flew into London together when they were spotted kissing while they were waiting for their ride. Benson was even wearing a gold C pendant around her neck in an apparent tribute to her new girlfriend. The two sparked rumors that they were dating back in April when they were spotted holding hands in NYC. Dr. Sandra Lee was talking about Dr. Pimple Popper, her new show on TLC, and how people like watching blackheads being extracted.
4 years ago, I started an Instagram page because I'm a dermatologist, right. And I wanted to show a little window into my world. I put up a blackhead extraction video, and it got a noticeable increase in interest.
Like people love to watch blackheads be extracted.
I did it again, and it happened again. Uh-huh. And through that, I found that there was this subculture on the internet of people who were like sharing popping videos, but they were all, you know, beer cans and dirty fingernails and dogs barking like in the garage. I thought I could be their queen.
You did.
Like, I could do this.
And you have been crowned their queen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then
queen of the pus. Congratulations.
Ew. Nicki Minaj's ex Safari claims that she went after him with a knife, stabbing him so severely that he went to the hospital by ambulance, but she says he's a liar. They broke up in 2014, but yesterday Safari tweeted, "Remember the night you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out the crib on a stretcher, and I had to lie and tell them I was trying to kill myself so they wouldn't take you to jail." Nicki fired back tweeting, "You stole my card and told me that you thought it was an account with free money and I didn't know about it. On God. God will strike you down and more for lying." Safari denied stealing her credit card and told her to let it go. Minaj even singled him out for hitting her and her former ex-boyfriend Meek Mill up about his nude pics. Safari accused her of trying to leak his D-pics and he's been trying to stop it.
So
what a mess.
Yeah, so she's saying she didn't stab him or what? She didn't exactly say that.
She didn't exactly deny it. Omarosa Manigault Newman could take a big financial hit because of her disparaging remarks about President Trump. The president's camp is taking legal action against the former White House employee, accusing her of violating a non-disclosure agreement that she signed while joining the 2016 campaign. Omarosa says she didn't sign a new non-disclosure deal when she took her job at the White House, but the campaign says her 2016 agreement is still in force. The deal she signed prevents her from speaking ill of Trump during the time of your service and at all times thereafter. One campaign official says they are seeking millions and possibly any money she makes from her new memoir, Unhinged. Turns out Omarosa was secretly recording Trump and his staff long before he became president. CBS This Morning got the latest Omarosa tape where she recorded three staffers during the 2016 campaign. They were talking about the buzz that an outtake exists during the taping of Celebrity Apprentice where Trump allegedly used the N-word. The most important part is the staffer says she talked to Trump and he said he never used the word, and Omarosa jumps in and says that's not true. That means that Omarosa firmly believed Trump used the N-word, yet she fought for him, supported him, proclaimed he was not a racist, and went to work with him in the White House. Since she secretly recorded conversations from the get-go, some say she probably had a book on her brain long before she was hired.
Fired. Yeah, he was all worried about, like, Obama and everybody else, like, recording on his own. People were sneaking during the campaign.
Both, yeah.
Dang, man.
While performing in Tampa last night, Taylor Swift talked about being the one-year anniversary of a jury ruling that she was assaulted by former radio DJ David Mueller during a 2013 meet and greet.
Honestly, I was there for a sexual assault case, and this day a year ago was the day that the jury sided in my favor and said that they believed me. I guess I just think about all the people that weren't believed and the people who haven't been believed, or the people who are afraid to speak up because they think they won't be believed. And I just wanted to say I'm sorry to anyone who ever wasn't believed, because I don't know what turn my life would have taken if people didn't believe me when I said that something had happened to me.
I thought that was really powerful. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Kind of of a scary story, but amazing what happened in the end. A group of four girls in Michigan, ages 11 to 14, stopped a kidnapping attempt by kicking and hitting the suspect, as well as throwing hot coffee at him. The 22-year-old man followed the girls out of a convenience store and grabbed two of them. The other girls then hit, kicked, and threw coffee on him until he let him go. The girls then ran to a nearby hotel and called the cops, who quickly arrested the man on several charges, including kidnapping. This is 13-year-old Lauren and her 11-year-old sister talking about what happened.
He just started saying, "You're coming with us." Behind my sister, I screamed, "Allison," and then he attacked.
He said, "You're coming with me," and like, he grabbed my face and "This cannot be happening." Like, I thought it was a test at first, but then I'm like, "This is real."
I grabbed my drink and chucked it at his head. I punched him in the head. Saying that your little sister was going to get taken is very scary.
Wow, they were so scared but so brave. And this is the police chief, Jason Oliver, talking about how the girls got out of there.
They decided to go across the street where the lights are to a lit area. He grabbed another one by the hair after he had let the little one go, and they continued to kick and punch him and scream until he let go and ran off. Kicked, screamed, punched, clawed, threw their hot drinks, their Slurpees, or whatever they had on them. They did what they needed to do.
Badass girls right there.
The guy, too, that tried to kidnap them is like a big dude.
Well, good for them. My question is this. I think, what the hell are 14-year-olds doing with coffee? You're too young for coffee, but I'm
right?
Glad they had some Java right there.
Jeez.
Throw it in his face. About 1,800 students, and I wish they would have done this when I was in school, in kind of a suburb of Denver, Colorado, are already back in school, but they're trying something new this year. A four-day school week.
Ooh, yes.
See, that's my exact reaction. The students of 27J in Brighton, it's the 16th largest school district in that state, are just going to show up now for 4 days a week, Tuesday to Friday, from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. A spokesperson for the district said that this could end up doing the four-day thing, if it works out, could save them $1 million a year alone in transportation and utility cost. Now, there's been some pushback, which makes sense, from parents who are on the hook, because that's an extra day if they've got kids for child care, the younger end ones. And I see that, but oh my gosh, that could be good for babysitters to make some more money.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the parents, but.
Well, the parents are definitely, yeah. I mean, that's going to cost them a lot of money in child care.
It's just one extra hour of school usually per day. It's how they kind of average it out. So that's not that bad. And maybe they'll actually focus more on quit wasting time. I feel like when I was in school, God, we wasted so much time with stuff. Like, let's just get the learning crap in so I can go home.
Yep.
But I don't know. What do you think about that? If we were all still in school, would you like to have a four-day?
Absolutely.
Duh.
I'd love to have a four-day work week.
Yeah, let's try to get that.
Why don't we just start not coming in either on Mondays or Fridays, and we'll see what they say.
Mondays, for sure.
Yeah. We can make it Murder Tuesday or something like that. That'll be fine. Okay, this isn't going to happen for the Colts, unfortunately, because I don't know how good they're going to be this year, but it is going to be good news for Cleveland Brown fans. Bud Light is giving away fans of Cleveland Brown free beer when the team wins its first regular season game. Now, the Browns, they tweeted a photo of victory fridges that will be placed throughout Cleveland. Once the team wins, the fridges will be unlocked and fans can grab a free beer.
Man, this is so smart of them. You know why?
Why?
Because they're never going to have to give out any free beer.
Exactly. The Browns captioned the photo, "You stood by us all through all of it. We love you for it, and so does Bud Light." The Browns, by the way, getting that win you talk about, it was back in 2016 and December 24th. So it's been a while. I don't know if they're going to open that beer anytime soon.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, two of their players got into a fight yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, hey, guys, let's chill it out a little bit. Let's say that for the field, so maybe we can have some aggression out there. And I got to wrap up Need to Know News with some food goodies. Of course, I can't have any of this, but Girl Scout, they're releasing a new cookie. It's the caramel chocolate chip. It's described as having rich caramel chocolate chips and a hint of sea salt in a chewy cookie. Yum, yum. And McDonald's, oh my gosh. I liked it they came out originally, but the one thing I think they lack in their breakfast game is what they're doing. They're testing a McGriddle sandwich with French toast.
Oh, that's all you need?
Yeah, oh my God. I love if I can make like a monster mash of different breakfasts, because I love like the egg and cheese croissant for Burger King or the French toast sticks. Those are my jam. But, like, McDonald's kind of lacks in that game right there. It looks like they're coming after it with their new French toast McGriddle things. They're currently testing them in Minnesota.
Competition is steep.
If they come to Indy, we're going to definitely know about it. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Doing Ida Loki. Alex sacrifices her mouth and her throat for you to win amazing prizes.
Oh, yes.
Let's start out with Maggie. You could be the first contestant up. Everybody else, hang on. And if we keep on going through this, call in at 317-239-1009. How does Idol Oki exactly work this morning? You're going to put some water in your mouth?
Oh, I'm going to put it all in my mouth, deep down into my throat. And I'm going to gargle it. And then you have to guess what song I'm singing.
Okay.
Or gargling.
Okay, cool. And how many do you have to get today? What, two right or something like that? Or what are we going to make it?
I feel like, yeah, two, if you can get two out of four.
Okay, let's see what we got here. 50-50 shot.
And you got a guest title and artist.
Wow, you're making it real hard. Maggie, hello.
Good morning.
Are you feeling ready to do this?
I think so.
You ever gargle songs on your own, like in the shower maybe, or when you're brushing your teeth?
Not on a regular basis.
Well, Alex does, so that's what makes her so unique.
All right, so if she gets two wrong, right? If she gets two
gotta
wrong,
hang up on her.
Then, but we're not going to reveal what the song is because we'll go to the next person. They can
correct.
Guess.
Okay. Correct. They got to get it right. So
right.
Hopefully if you're listening too, you're like, oh, I know what that is. They just got it right. It'll be pretty easy for you. Maggie, here's your first song. Alex, let's hear it. This sounds painful. It sounds like you're being waterboarded. Do you know that song, Maggie?
I know it's Bad at Love. I cannot remember the artist's name.
Dude, does it need to be title and artist?
No, no.
Just title? Just title.
I'm going to say that's right. There we go.
Ooh, ooh. But you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying saying you were the one. Ooh, ooh. That could finally fix me. Looking at my history, I'm bad at love.
Good job there, Maggie.
It's Halsey. All right, second song. If you get this correct, you're going to see the third row for American Idol.
Live.
All right.
She's sipping the water, and she's ready. Okay, you got some water on me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Nothing like having gargle spit all over me. Do you know, Maggie, what song that was for Idol Oki?
Kiki, do you love me?
Not the official title, but I think we can give that
We're
to
gonna
you.
We're going to give it to you anyways. Woo! Yes, there you go.
Drake in my feelings.
Thank you, guys.
Are you riding? Say you'll never ever leave from beside me. Because I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB.
Hold on, you know what? Hold on. Can you gargle along to the song? I want to see how close you really were right there. Let me know when you're ready, and I'll play the song again. All right, you ready?
I feel like I'm drowning.
I do too.
Listening to you do it, like listening to you do it, gives me anxiety because I feel like I'm drowning.
I do too. Like this is, like I said, I don't know what waterboarding's like, but I assume it's like that without music you want
to
hear.
You did a great job. Congratulations! You're going to see American Idol.
Yeah, give it up for Maggie this morning. Good job right there. That's a fun game you can play at home or with your friends right there. Just make sure you don't get gargle water all over yourself. Thanks, Alex. I need a towel now. I appreciate that. This is something that I've heard of, and I don't fully have a grasp on it. But if you know anything about it, can you call in real quick, 317-239-1009, to give advice or maybe to point me in the right direction? Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, you can maybe link something for me. But I've tried melatonin, and I've tried different doses. It never really works for me to fall asleep because I struggle with doing that because we have to get up so early in the morning. But who wants to go to bed at like 8 o'clock when the sun's still out? I can't do it, and it really messes me up. So Alex brought up, do I try drinking hard alcohol or chugging lots of beer? I have had a gin and tonic or like a Moscow Mule, and that does work, but that's not healthy. I can't kill my liver to try to sleep at night.
Why not?
I don't know, but if I get a good buzz on, yeah, occasionally that can make a difference. But I don't know if either one of you have tried this or anybody listening has, but just this past week I've done a couple days in a row, and it kind of helped me a little bit go to bed, and I tried meditating.
Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. The breath It's the very foundation in meditation.
Hold on, go back to the beginning.
What?
She just said, hold your breath, focus on your breathing.
Play it again, play it again.
Yes, she did. She said, close your eyes, listen.
Close your eyes and focus on your breathing.
Breathing.
Your breath.
Wait, don't make fun of her voice.
She's very soft spoken. Who says I'm making fun of her? I'm just repeating what she's saying.
Who's teaching you to meditate? Mike Tyson? Focus on your breathing.
Listen, I'm trying to help people right now.
Close your eyes and focus on your breathing.
Okay.
The breath is the very foundation in meditation. And when your mind starts to wander, an inner chatter begins, you can always return to the breath to stay focused. Do not try to push away the thoughts or become frustrated. You simply have to acknowledge their presence without judging them.
What is this?
Or interacting with them.
Why are you ruining it? I'm trying to do this. Now you're getting me all tense.
You're going to make people fall asleep while they're
driving. No, yeah. Don't close your eyes. But I'm trying to help people. You need to close your eyes. You need to breathe in through your nose. Let's try that.
And out through your butt.
No. Can you be serious for 1 second?
Hey, I'm not. I go to sleep fine at night. I don't have to hold my breath.
That's because you take Ambien.
You pop pills.
See, now that's the train you need to get on. Yes. Tube Ambien.
So I can make the news. Local personality dies from popping. No, it's cool. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, do you meditate at all?
I do every night.
And focus on your breathing.
Does this sound familiar?
The breath?
Yep.
You focus on your breathing?
Not that one exactly.
Okay, now, does this work? Because Alex and Liv won't even let me get into a deep meditative state to try to figure it out. But I feel like it, because my mind wanders so much, and it kind of says, like, just to breathe in through the nose, out the mouth, and just let, because those ideas come to me in my head, and I'm like, whoa, why the hell am I thinking about this? And I just let it go. Yeah. Is that what you do?
That's exactly. I've had anxiety and insomnia my whole life.
Yeah.
And I have a very hard time of like regulating my thoughts at night and not getting off track. And so I see a therapist now for it. And it's called grounding yourself. So,
okay.
You know, you go to your happy place, but then you engage all five of your senses. Like if you're at the beach, you smell salty water and you feel your feet in cold sand.
I can.
And stuff like that.
This is just the weirdest.
Wait, hold on. Alex can say that she had Jesus write to her in a voice memo.
That's right.
Or whatever. She can do that in her little phone notes, but she can't meditate?
I can't.
Well, it's hard for everyone to just focus on nothing for a little bit of time. That's really hard. But they do also have guided meditation on Spotify. They have playlists.
Can you do me a favor and just tell all of our listeners, focus on your breathing?
Focus on your breathing.
Sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'll listen to Christmas music. I was listening to Christmas music in like October or like September when I first moved here because I was so scared of Murder Mondays. So I would listen to Christmas music to get me to fall asleep, to put me in a better, like, distract me and make me think of happy thoughts.
Somebody just tweeted us, at Joe and Alex Show, when I need to fall asleep, I listen to your guys' podcast.
Wow.
Okay. Follow us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram, on Facebook. Make sure you give us a like. Radio Now 100.9. This morning, we are talking to Everly. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Well, I really need some advice.
Okay.
So, it's about my boyfriend and about my relationship with him. We are in just the middle of the biggest fight
that we've ever had.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm just so torn. I don't know if I should stand my ground on this or if I should give in for the sake of the relationship and just to have peace and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for a year and a half.
Okay.
We are both 25, and we've been talking about getting engaged. Like, we live together, so, I mean, it's safe to say this is, like, a very serious relationship.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of serious to me.
Yeah. He was in a frat in college, but I didn't meet him until after college, so I don't really know his friends that well from college.
Yeah.
They get together a few times a year, and he went to college out of state, so when they do, it's always his frat brothers, and there's also a girl that they all know. So some were in a sorority at their school, and some are just like girls that guys are dating, right?
Okay.
But the thing we're fighting about is my boyfriend never invites me to go to these hangouts. And so I finally got the courage to say something, because they're going to this guy's lake house this weekend, and that sounds really fun. And so I told him, you know, it really hurts my feelings. I don't get invited. These other girls go, and right. I don't understand why.
So what did he right? say?
Well, he says he can't invite me because he doesn't think I'd have fun, because these are his crazy college friends and they're all big drinkers, and sometimes stuff gets out of hand. And I'm not really a big partier, but I told him I'd be understanding and stuff. We're going to have a future together. I want to get to know them.
Right. I think that, I don't think that's unfair to ask at all. I would think it's super strange that he's wanting you to meet them, especially that other guys have girls there going with them and you're the only one, like he's the only one not bringing his girlfriend, but
How
everyone else
it?
Does.
It's not that, I don't think it's that strange. These are all, this is a whole nother world that she's never been a part of, like party world.
Yeah, and if she's not a big partier, then like maybe he's just scared that she's going to be uncomfortable or that she's going to be like not having fun the whole time, and he wants to just focus on hanging out with her friends and not like entertaining her the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's that. Like he said that these guys are all, they're still really immature, and he doesn't want me to judge him for being friends with them. And anyway, he ended up saying he's just not going to go if I don't want him to. And it's that big of a deal to me. But I don't want him to not go, though. I just want to be invited.
Yeah, I don't think that's unfair at all. I think what she is asking for, I think that is a very strange reaction to be like, well, I don't want you to judge me because I'm friends with these guys. And then be like, but you know what? If you just don't want me to go, then I just won't go.
It sounds clingy to me.
No, it sounds
it
real.
Does. It sounds
to me like a
little
fair.
Clingy.
Are you a judgy person, Everly? Because
I don't
get
think
it.
So.
If you don't,
I mean,
think,
I don't
so?
Think so? No.
So you don't party yourself, but do you judge other people who party or maybe get too intoxicated?
Well, I just like don't have a good time usually.
Then why would you want to go?
Yeah, that would sound miserable to me.
I don't know. I guess I'm just nervous about it. I mean, I want to meet his friends. What if some of them?
Well, okay.
Like, what if,
yeah, you know what my reaction
what are
to
we
this?
Nervous about, though? I think she's tapping into something. What are you nervous about?
I mean, I guess I'm nervous. Like, what if we got married, you know, and like I haven't even met this group of his friends ever? It just feels weird.
Maybe you can meet them another time, but spending a weekend with them at the lake house, I don't think is the environment that you would even want to meet them. Like, what if they came in town again, or next time that they come in town, you guys plan a night to go out to dinner with them, and that way you can meet them, not spending an entire weekend at a lake house where they're all going to be drinking and partying.
Yeah, well, you're
and
raging.
You're not going to be having fun.
Here's what I think. I think you guys are not looking at this right. Why, if this guy's in a serious relationship with a girl and they're talking engagement and spending their life together and he's got a real career and all this, why is he even still friends with people that are this immature that he's embarrassed by them? To me, that's a sign of lack of growth.
That doesn't mean that they're immature, Alex. It just means that they still like to party.
Still,
and that's
if he's
friends.
Worried it gets so out of hand, he doesn't even want her around.
Well,
like
because
no,
she
because
doesn't
she
like
doesn't
any of
like that.
That
kind of
she
stuff.
Doesn't
and
do
that's
that.
Fine if she doesn't like that. But and maybe 99% of the time he's not like that, but he likes his friends. It's nostalgic. And so every once in a while he goes to the lake house and he doesn't mind if they get super out of hand. Like, he doesn't care. So, if she doesn't like it and she doesn't have fun around that stuff, then, like, why does he have to subject her to that?
Look at Liv the Web Girl. We know on the weekends, Alex, she gets ratchet as hell, okay? She turns up. I don't know how she hasn't broken her arm dabbing. But then during the week, she's a professional. But
exactly.
On the weekends, oh my gosh, if you've seen Liv in Broad Ripple, wow. You know what I mean?
I think like, this is a huge red flag. If the Egyptian, who's my boyfriend, had a group of friends that he hung out with multiple times a year and other girls go and he never invited me, I think there's a girl there that he has had previous stuff going on with, and that's why. He wants a weekend away from you to hang out with her.
Why are you automatically not trusting him?
Exactly.
You automatically go to
because
no
that's
trust.
Weird.
Hey,
it's
you,
weird.
I
don't think so.
Hey, is this the Egyptian? Yep, there
Whatever.
We go. Poor Egyptian.
No. I absolutely think it's weird, Everly. I think it's a red flag, and I think that the fact that he even has friends like that still in his life, if all of them are still behind and they're not, they don't have serious careers, and they're still just partying like they're frat boys in college, why is he even hanging around them anymore? It's time
because
to grow up.
Because they're his friends.
It's time to grow up. Sometimes
you can still yeah,
be but
here's
the thing.
You
think he can be a grown-up. That doesn't mean his friends have to do anything. He can still be a grown-ass man and once a year, every once in a while, hang out with some old buddies. That doesn't mean anything about him.
Everly, hold on. People are calling in, and we could try to get you some advice. And we're just opening the can of worms here. I think there's a lot of layers to this one. Let's start out this morning and talk to Amy. Hey, Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on, Amy?
Well, I agree with Alex. I think that if she's obviously showing interest, if she's upset about it, so why can't she go? She may not be into the party scene, but it doesn't mean she can't go and meet his friends and just enjoy the time. Like, yeah, I would try to figure it out.
But don't you think she'd be miserable, though? Like, Alex, wouldn't you be miserable in a situation like that?
I think she can decide for herself. She's an adult woman. She knows what situation she wants to be in and which one she doesn't. And I think that if she's telling him, it hurts my feelings that I'm not being invited, he should want her around to meet all of his friends, regardless of how crazy they are. That's weird.
It sounds insecure to me.
He is hiding this so hard that he's even saying, well, fine, I just won't even
he's
go.
He's not hiding it.
Instead of inviting her.
He's telling what's happening. Right. He's saying there's going to be other girls there. How is he hiding anything?
Because he's saying, well, I just won't even go. Instead of saying, yeah, okay, you can come. If you're that adamant about wanting to go, then you can come. Instead, he's like, I just won't go there.
I know, but that would ruin if I looked forward to a weekend that I had with my old college friends and I was dating someone who didn't like to party and who I knew was going to have a bad time and who didn't like to be surrounded by that, I would feel responsible for them and I would be like, well, screw that. I'm not even going to go because I'm not even going to have fun.
Yeah, you're allowed to as an adult and when you're in a relationship, it's okay, and you should have your own friends, your own things that you do. This isn't healthy that she is so upset about not going.
That's insane.
This is a bad sign.
It's not healthy that a grown man who's talking about engagement and stuff is still hanging out with guys that party like frat boys in
college.
They're
his friends, Alex.
Why, once in a while, that's okay.
Once in a while, yes, but it sounds like these guys are perpetually stuck in college land, and that's why he doesn't want her around them.
I mean, he is. Just because his friends is doesn't mean he has to cut them out of his life.
You have friends in your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. It sounds like these guys were a season, and it's over. And why is he still trying to hang out with guys that are that immature?
I can't believe this.
That doesn't mean you have to cut someone out of your life for good forever just because they haven't grown in the same way. It's not like he's hanging out with them every single day, every single weekend.
I disagree with that.
No, I disagree with that. I've absolutely cut friends out of my life that were not helping me grow, and they were toxic.
How do you know these people are toxic to him? Maybe they're not toxic.
They may not be. I'm just saying they could be. That's why if he's that embarrassed of her seeing who they are, that's the red flag.
Maybe he's not embarrassed. He just knows that they're not going to be good.
Hey, Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Bill?
Hey, here's the deal. These two are obviously in separate points in their lives. Our friend here, Evelyn, is really insecure.
Rightfully
so. I'm Bill. He's got some textbook answers. Listen, these are textbook, right? The first one is you're not going to have a good time. All right. That's page one in the textbook. Page two, okay, I won't go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the textbook response to potentially jealous girlfriend. That one comes right out. All right, I won't go. Evelyn, you need to know that's the test right there. You're being tested. Mm-hmm. First of all, the whole point is there's single girls there. Evelyn says she's nervous. She's not nervous for any other reason that there's single chicks there. Let's be real.
Has he cheated on you that you know of, Everly? Have you guys, or have you been solid the past year and a half?
No, we've been super solid. But I do feel like it's a test. I feel like if I don't let this go, he's going to break up with me.
That's not right. That isn't right. He should be respecting your feelings no matter what. If you're saying, you know what? I understand that I'm not a huge partier like these guys sound to be like, but I am willing to go. And if he is not willing to invite you after you're saying I will be fine with it, then that's weird.
Does he invite you to other things?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We do a lot of stuff.
Evelyn, I promise you, he ain't ready for you.
Bill, I appreciate your call. I think Bill's wrong too right there. There could be a point there, but listen, you shouldn't be in a relationship if you can't trust that guy or girl around other people.
I agree.
If you have that big of a doubt, you should end it right now and let him do the thing.
Okay,
that's not good long term.
Here's the thing, Everly, does he have other friends that are girls that he hangs out with all the time that you're cool with?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's this group. That's weird. There is a girl in that group or multiple girls in the group that he has a thing with or something.
Assumptions. It's insane. You're literally making assumptions off of not knowing anything. You don't know that. Maybe it's the guys that he doesn't want her to be around because they get super drunk and she doesn't like to go hard and party. Maybe the girls like to go hard and party and she doesn't like that. That doesn't mean that he has anything with one of these girls.
Yeah, I totally agree. Wow, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Liv the Web Girl today. That's amazing. Is it Mara?
Mara,
hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think's going on here?
I believe that everybody needs to go blow off steam in their own way, and maybe this is his way to do that, and he doesn't have to worry about babysitting his girlfriend the whole weekend to make sure she's comfortable. But at the same time, he's doing this with a group of friends that she has never been allowed to meet in a year and a half.
Yeah.
And that is strange.
I agree.
I think it's more of the fact that he doesn't want her to be around them more than he doesn't want them to be around her.
Well, first of all, they don't live around here. They got to travel, and they only have been dating. Right. Everly has been dating her guy for a year and a half, and they get together, you said, like once or twice a year. So there's only been maybe one or two chances where she could have met him anyways. I honestly think we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
But a year and a half into the relationship, he's still not ready for her to meet his other set of friends, his other side of his life.
His frat guys.
His way that he blows off steam and has fun.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Even if it says, hey, we're going to go away for the weekend, but let's all have dinner first. And so you guys can meet my girl. She doesn't really like to party, so she's not going to go with us. But I really want you guys to meet my girl.
Yes,
like,
I think.
Why doesn't he want them to meet her?
I think that is such a good point. And you know what? The Egyptian has a ton of friends, and even his brother doesn't even live in state. He has tons of friends all over the United States. And you know what he has done since we've been dating? He has FaceTimed them with me and everything to be like, hey, this is Alex. I'm so excited for you to eventually meet her one day or whatever. He has made a point to do that, even though they don't live here. So there's no excuse that he has never wanted her to meet these people. It's called being a gentleman. It's not called being whipped.
Right. And the way he's saying, fine, I just won't go, is a textbook play on making her feel guilty and saying, no, go, I'm sorry. I'm making her apologize for her feelings about it.
Exactly.
And that's not right.
You guys are trying to make it look like I'm crazy. I am right. The callers are agreeing with me.
Well, some are disagreeing with you as well, but I mean... It's cool. Hey, Everly, I think you guys aren't going to last, just being real. Sorry to say that, but no, I mean, obviously, like, I don't know do you know what you're going to do now? You're still kind of up in the air.
I just don't know. I mean, everybody's making really good points, but I'm just so worried about it. I mean, someone I really care about, you know?
No, totally. We get it. We wish you the best. And, I mean, you can check out our social media, too, if you want to see what other people are saying. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Just my honest thing, I don't know what you guys think around the room. I don't think this is going to work out, whether it's this week or like 2 weeks.
I don't think it's going to work out, but it's not Everly's fault.
Well, I don't know. Could be. We'll see. Let us know what you think on our social media. Joe's journey. What a journey this damn thing's been, by the way. Trying to get healthy, you know, get back my my beach bod, get back to my my birth weight.
Your birth weight? 6 pounds?
Something like that.
Wait, how much did you weigh? Because I was over 9 pounds.
God.
I was a giant baby. And my aunt in Avon gave birth to like a 12 and a half pound
baby.
Oh
my God. Please tell me a C-section.
I actually don't know.
Because otherwise, 12 pound baby, you are wrecked.
Oh.
No, I'm not judging. God bless women. Yeah. But I'm saying, a fact is a fact.
Jeez.
Have you seen a 12 pound bowling ball?
You
are wrecked.
That's true.
I don't know how ladies do that. No, I think when it comes to my birth weight, Alex, I think it was like only 6 months. Maybe 7 pounds.
I was bigger than you.
Yeah, and look at you're like a little tiny nugget now.
I'm a little hamster.
There you go. Things are going good. Now, last week, Alex and I are trying to get better so the show will suck less. We went to Chicago for a morning show boot camp radio convention.
And Joe didn't eat.
Honestly, on Thursday, I really didn't.
He really did not eat all day. I couldn't believe that. I was like, I got to eat. I'm going to pass out. And he was like, I'm still going to stay because they didn't break for a lunch, which I did not appreciate.
Oh, Alex, like, I'm out this bitch.
So I peaced out. Yeah, I was like, I'm dying. But Joe stayed and he did not eat.
And I brought some like keto friendly food. Like I brought into my room, like I prepared it on the way out there. And I took some cheese. I took some pork rinds. I just took different things. They're so delicious. Don't knock them until you eat a full bag of them. They're so good.
That is the white trash anthem right there, eating pork pork rinds.
Is that only a white people food?
I think it is. I think it's a white person thing.
Do black people eat pork rinds?
I don't think so. I think that's a white trash thing.
We need to talk about foods that have stereotypes coming up too, because
I just don't know what race it's with. It's just gross.
It's nasty.
Pork rinds are the stuff, I'm telling you right now. So that was my little, that, oh, and some meat sticks. I had meat sticks to snack on, but it was hard.
That's what she said.
Hey, nibble, nibble, nibble. But it was hard. We're in Chicago. They got Chicago dogs. You've got the deep dish pizza everywhere.
Did you get some?
No.
Good for you.
And they got Garrett's popcorn. Oh, my God. That stuff's so good.
Oh, Garrett.
Oh, exactly. What happened to him?
I know a hot guy named Garrett in sixth grade.
There is. Why is Garrett a
Garrett's
hot name?
Garrett's a hot name.
I know a hot guy named Garrett, yep. too. That's weird.
Maybe it's one of those names where you're not allowed to be Garrett if you're fugly.
I don't think you can.
Sorry, not allowed. So, so it was good. And I stepped on the scale this morning. And last week I was 384.4. And I'm back down to 381.4. So I've lost 23 pounds overall since we started.
Yay!
It'd be more if we weren't going up and down so damn much. So I got to be honest. I'm a little concerned for this weekend because when I'm in my sober mind, I'm good with food. But my friend Eric back in Evansville, we're all meeting up. He lives in Oklahoma now. He's a weatherman, but we're going down there for his wedding on a Saturday. And I'm not worried about like wanting to go to certain restaurants or food because there's nowhere really that I love going down there. But when there's an open bar, ladies.
You mean in Evansville, there's not a place?
No, I mean, there's not like a place like, oh my God, I have to go eat at this place. It's my favorite spot.
Yeah, I mean, it's Evansville. I don't think anyone's shocked about that.
No, it's just like a bunch of chain restaurants. Nowhere like, oh
yeah,
my
Red
gosh.
Red Lobster.
You got to go there for the water or something.
Joe's going to get the shrimp scampi at Red Lobster.
So I'm a little worried that I might get my drinky on.
Right.
And it'll be like, I want Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's going to.
Give me Uber Eats.
Turn into carbs.
No, but I'm doing good. I'm walking more and I'm feeling so good. My butt's still hurts. I'm afraid I'm always going to ride bikes and my butt's going to hurt. I don't think it's ever going to get better.
Yeah, I don't know if that ever like callus is over.
Can you get a butt Ugh. Callus like on, what is it, like your gooch or whatever that is?
Ew! You can't say that on the radio.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Yo!
So, all right, just try. Listen, I don't ride bikes all
HR's time. Calling on line one.
I don't think they, hold on. Is this our HR? Who is this?
Okay, this is Alex. I'm sorry. Pork rinds are for black people, Alex. Pork rinds are for all people, Alex. It is not a racist thing. It is not a race thing. And I'm the last one to say that.
Wait. I'm a white guy, though. Am I allowed?
Yeah, pork rinds are for everybody. Dude, Mexicans, you go to Mexico, they're going to give you a fresh pork rind.
She's
Have you
needed.
Ever had a fresh deep fried pork rind, honey? Oh, my God.
Alice, have you ever thought about starting a podcast about pork rinds?
You know what? No, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
It really ain't. But it's really yummy, Alex. And, hey, Joe, you can go to one of, like, the Mexican places here.
Yeah.
That, you know, you love to have your favorite tacos. And they'll give you a fresh fried pork rind, honey.
Oh, my goodness. I want to get together
yes.
with you. Can we have a pork rind party?
Ew.
I think that would bring
Hell
America
yeah.
again. That would make America a great place. You bring white people, black people, Hispanic people. We all sit around and have pork rinds.
Look, I grew up in Indiana, and the only people I ever saw going to the gas station and getting pork rinds and stuff were always the redneck, white trash people
right,
in my high school.
How many black friends did you really have, Alex, honestly? Like, how many black people did you hang out with every day?
Like one and a half.
Right.
What do you mean one and a half? Who's the half Here black person?
I did go to a suburban white school. Fair point, Alice. But seriously, consider a pork rinds podcast.
Yeah, for real. And Alex, hit me up. I want to get together and go get some pork rinds with you. My turn.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm kind of hungry right now.
I love her.
All right. I do too. All right. That is Joe's Journey, week number 9. You can check them all out and connect with me on MyFitnessPal or my social media, Joe Pesh Radio. Just go to radio90.com. We got a bunch of blogs up there. I'm into it. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you. I can barely breathe. What I'm into, we like to share different things. Maybe you could check it out. And if you got something you're into, maybe share it with us. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Can I go first?
Yeah.
All right. For me, it's kind of simple. It's one thing because I'm trying to simplify my life. I'm into meditation and I don't know what I'm doing yet, but I've been watching clips on YouTube and I'm just trying to like do it, not necessarily to only fall asleep, but just I have so many damn thoughts in my head. I think we're all anxious people on the show. We all have anxiety and we are big worriers. And when I do that, you're supposed to just breathe in, a little congestion, sorry, and then you breathe out through the mouth right there. And you're supposed to try to just let, if thoughts come to your head, which they come to mind all the time, just let them pass. Don't think about them. Don't even have to really acknowledge them. Just let them go by. And it's amazing. I swear I have like 30 ideas. I'm like, why the hell did that pop into my head?
Interesting.
It's funny. Like, you probably think I think about you and Liv all the time. You guys don't come through when I do that. When I go to my therapist, I complain about you too. But just in general, I'm just like...
When you're calm, somehow that we're out of your mind.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right?
What does that mean?
Very strange.
I don't know what it means, but that's kind of what I'm into. I'm trying to get into meditation. What about you, Liv? What do you got going on?
I really like this show called Yellowstone. It's on the Paramount Challenge. I'm sorry.
The Paramore Challenge. No. Dye your hair orange and join a rock band.
The Paramount Channel.
So into you.
And it's a new Kevin Costner Western TV show.
Okay. I'm already out.
I love me some Kevin Costner.
Okay, so I hate Western movies, but it's not like that. It's like a drama. Like, it's a family drama. It's this family. They're super wealthy in Montana, and it's like about their ranch and these like hot cowboys, and it's like a drama. It's like it's super, super good. Jewel Daddy loves it too.
Are the weirdest, like, you have the weirdest taste in TV shows. Can I just say that? I've noticed that about you. The weirdest
what
stuff.
What do you mean?
Like, you just all the time, the shows that you say that you're watching, I'm like, what? I've never even heard
it
of
it. It seems like random and sporadic, yeah.
Yeah, it is random. All right, so I am super into this song. It's called, now don't play it yet, it's called Known by Torin Wells, T-A-U-R-E-N.
Okay.
Now, Torin Wells is a Christian artist, but this guy is like the Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber of contemporary Christian music. And what is so incredible about this song, it has made me so emotional every single time I'm into it and I'm just like listening to it and I'm just worshiping in my car on the way to work or running errands or whatever I'm doing. And what is so beautiful about this song is the concept that it's called Known, and talking about how God fully knows you, sees through the mess inside of you, and still loves you no matter what you do. And he gives you ridiculous grace. And the concept of God knowing you fully, because think about it. Who in your life fully knows you? All of your deep, dark secrets, all the horrible mistakes that you've made.
Oh, I don't want anybody to know my deep, dark secrets.
All of your shame, all of that, God knows it fully and still loves you and still offers you grace. And so this song, just listen to this. You are going to love it.
No matter what I do, and it's not one or the other, it's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known, and loved by you. I'm fully known, and loved by you. How real, how wide, how rich, how high is your heart?
Like, doesn't that sound like Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber, kind of? Like
it
a mix?
Is.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
Who is that again if people want to check it out?
Torin Wells, and the song is called Known. You can download it, you know, in your Apple iTunes or whatever. It is so good. So I hope that song just totally inspires you like me.
We link a lot of these up, too, on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, so make sure you follow us at Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show.
I'm a son, I like to hop, and I also like to drink soda pop. But there's one thing that I do like most, and I sing about it everywhere, coast to coast. I'm a hippopotamus, and like a noodles on my back, noodles on my back, noodles on my back. I'm a hippopotamus, and like a noodles on my back, noodles
Wait,
on my back.
Wait, is this... I'm seeing the title. There's noodles on his back?
Hippopotamus and I got noodles on my back. Noodles on my back.
I never knew it was noodles that. I know back. The song's like, I'm a hippopotamus. I never knew there's noodles on the... Yeah. I guess I never listened that deeply to it.
I guess so.
You guys see what happened at the Los Angeles Zoo? Officials are kind of getting the police involved now to help out. They're looking for a guy who slapped a hippo. Like, not in the face, but he climbed over to the enclosure, like a little gate to keep people out.
Uh-huh.
And he leaned over where these two hippos were and slapped it on the ass. Here's actual audio. There's a video, too. We'll put up at RadioNowIndy.com.
Oh, he's climbing the fence into the enclosure.
Let's go.
He's like leaning over. Listen, you can hear it.
Oh my god.
There it is. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
You
is,
to listen
this
close.
Is hand on hippo ass.
Jeez.
I mean, he hit that hippo booty pretty hard.
Oh, my God.
Then he runs back, climbs over. Because the fence is, like, what, 2-3 feet high?
Yeah, and the main hippo, what's the hippo's name that's butt was slapped?
I think it's, like, Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah, Rosie. Yeah,
okay,
Rosie.
So Rosie the hippo, her butt was slapped. But they're saying that the hippo that was sitting next to her in the enclosure was her mother.
Oh, okay. See, I've only seen part of it, but...
And Rosie didn't react when he smacked her butt. Rosie didn't react. She stayed calm, cool, and collected, but her mother immediately lifted her head up.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
You're getting the butt slapped
yeah.
there. So zoo officials are kind of, they're saying, well, like, look, the hippo, it could have caused trauma. It doesn't look like it does, but they don't like stuff like that. They don't want people to do it because, one, hippos will eat people.
Well, hippos are the most dangerous animal, the safari, Africa?
The
forest, I don't
know. Or
How about not in Indiana?
I don't think hippos are in the forest, but wherever they are.
Wherever they are.
I saw Sasquatch and a hippo the other day.
You know, on the lake. The hippo's on the lake.
Yeah, but in the water, yeah, you think, but they're actually pretty damn fast. And of course, that's why they came with the board game, Hungry, Hungry Hippos. They're always hungry. So it's just absolutely insane. A story there that we wanted to share with you this morning here on the... we do? Okay, hang on. We actually have... I don't know how. We have Rosie this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this Rosie?
Yeah, this is Rosie. I don't have any noodles on my back, but I'm willing to go to Olive Garden and get some noodles if that sexy man wants to hop the fence again.
Wait. So you're telling me you liked when that guy hopped the little gate to keep people out, got close enough to you in the enclosure, and slapped your hippo ass?
I liked it all right. I haven't had that much action in years. I just wish it wouldn't have been in front of my mom.
Oh, that was your mom. I thought that was like your mate right there. So you have been kind of single and alone for a while.
Yeah, my mom hasn't been speaking to me. She just told me to get some class. I told her she's just jealous of this ass.
Oh, okay. Wow. Now, let me ask you this. I know there's some downtime inside the hippo enclosure, and sometimes you guys go into your little thing. Do you guys play any games, or what do you do when you're actually not out there for everybody to see?
Well, you know how hippos like eating grass and salad?
Yeah.
Well, I'd let Zaddy toss my salad. You know what they say? She's a lady in the zoo, but a freak with you.
Wow. I'm learning so much more about hippos than I thought. Like, I thought maybe you say, yeah, when we're back there, we like to play Hungry, Hungry Hippos or games like that or Twister maybe, but you want to get your hippo salad tossed. Okay.
I mean, I'm not basic, but I wasn't expecting this badonkadonk to get so much attention. I feel like I could be the sixth Kardashian, except I'm all natural, baby. I've been looking for a daddy who likes BBWs. Now they're trying to find him. Look, love is love.
Okay, well, definitely not what we expected here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Rosie, thank you for calling. Well, first of all, how did you call in?
Oh, I've got a hippo phone.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you heard it here, a Joe and Alex Show exclusive. Rosie the hippo saying, no, it's not that big of a deal. The guy slapped my butt. All right, thanks, Rosie.
Goodbye.
Okay. That was, never know what you're going to get here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Like most, and I sing about it every day, coast to coast. I'm a hippopotamus, and I got noodles on my back. Noodles on my back. Noodles on my back. I'm a hippopotamus, and I got noodles on my back. Noodles on my back. Noodles on my back.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A dude in Pennsylvania was spotted eating some dead flowers on a family's porch. Yeah, he just was there. The couple opened the door. They found the guy. He was wearing his pants, but they were backwards, kind of crisscross style.
Yeah.
Make him jump, jump.
Yeah.
And he had flowers hanging from his mouth.
Why?
Could you imagine seeing that? The couple said the guy was just chowing down and even ate some of the dirt.
Ew.
The guy finally ran off when the couple yelled at him to leave. Police were able to find the man a short time later and believe, yeah, he might have been drunk.
Yeah, might have been.
He was arrested and charged with attempted burglary, public drunkenness, criminal trespass, and disorderly conduct. I mean, I'm all about like getting your vegetables and stuff, but I don't know if like flowers are really that good of a root source for you.
Ew.
You know what? When you get dumped, it can make us all a little bit crazy. I'm not going to act like I never stalked a girl or anything, like, you know, checking in, seeing where she... Well, that sounds bad.
I don't think you should have admitted that one.
I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. No, but a woman on Reddit claims that she broke up with her boyfriend Monday night this past week, and by response, what he did is he stole her toilet.
What?
She went to bed while he was still packing up that night. So he was still there, but like he was going to get out that next morning. And when she woke up the next morning, like she fell asleep, he was gone along with the toilet. It was the only one inside their apartment.
Oh my gosh.
That is so awesome. She posted a photo of her bathroom and there's just an open pipe on the floor where the toilet should have been. She says her old toilet broke a few months ago and instead of letting her landlord handle it, the boyfriend wanted to do it because he works as a plumber. Okay, now I believe
that
it.
That is why. Okay.
Yeah, but then, you know, he constantly complained about how much money he spent on it. She says that after she broke up with him, the first thing he said was, "I'm taking the effing toilet." She didn't think he was serious, though, because who actually does that? Apparently, she called the cops, talked to them, and it's not clear if we're going to do anything about it or not. I guess someone's supposed to come put in a new toilet for her yesterday, but, you know, in the meantime, she's got to use the bathroom down at the Taco Bell down the street. So,
rough.
Man, you do not want to go to a Taco Bell bathroom. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh.
And let's go right here. I want to clarify before I get into this last Dummy of the Day story. This is not me. Because you're going to think it's me if you've been listening to the show. Cops in Toronto are looking for a heavyset white guy in his 30s who walked into a grocery store last week and took about $250 worth of Axe body spray. Once again, this
is
not
me. That
is so
gross. That, I feel like that's an eighth grader.
Wait, you don't like Axe body spray? I think it smells good. You don't like Axe?
Why do you need that much?
Well, I mean, yeah, that $250 worth, that's a ton of Axe body spray. But, I mean, is that a good cologne if I want to pick some Axe body spray up?
It's okay. It's not, I don't think that's really cologne.
Yeah, I wouldn't like really consider that cologne. I would just like, I don't even like deodorant.
Yeah. What about BOD, like that BOD body spray stuff?
Yeah, that stuff is deodorant to me.
Okay, well, then never mind then. The driver of the car, I guess, was there waiting for him to come out, and they got that on security tape. But other than that, all they know is it was a heavy set, kind of sweaty dude, and they know he took a bunch of Axe body spray. But that's all they really know. So I don't know if they're going to catch him or not. I just said it was not me.
I know, but like the sweaty part, too.
I do sweat a lot. Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show. Really cool stuff going on. We were in Chicago last week, but they kicked off Indie Do Day on Friday, and we built a bunch of those little free libraries.
Yes.
That was cool. Our buddy Tom was out there, and thanks to our whole Radio Now Entourage staff. Thanks to Andrea, the Indianapolis Rotary, for everything doing that, donating the money to help us build those little libraries. I keep on saying birdhouses because they look like a giant badass birdhouse.
They do.
Thanks to the mayor to coming out and everybody that volunteered. It's really cool, and we're not done yet either. Thanks to our sponsors, Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. They're hosting our first ever back to school book drive. You can actually drop off books that you no longer want. Make sure they're in good condition though. Don't bring something that's like missing half the pages or something.
Yeah, and not textbooks either, like just novels or kids books, normal books,
anything like that. And maybe it's just taking up space. You can drop it off at Broad Ripple Service Experts Heating and Air. They're right behind Ortho Indy off 86th Street. Or you can come out to one of our Friday night Blitz football games and bring your book too. And the cool thing is you can get a special AC tune-up deal when you donate. If you go to radio90.com, you get all the information to help you out. But Live the Web Girl, I wanted to ask for you, what book would you be willing to donate to this drive?
I don't own a book.
You know what? I have a lot of books that I want to donate, but I need you to come over, Joe, and help me carry them because I live on several floors up in my apartment complex, and there's no elevator, and there's no way that I can carry all of my books down by myself.
Why don't you put them in a laundry basket?
That's still too heavy. You know how heavy a thing of books is? I have a ton of books because I actually read, and I have a lot that I could give.
You just seem very pretentious right now.
Yeah. Like, do you have a window in your apartment?
Yeah.
Can you put like a blanket out there or
Where's
something?
Where's the Egyptian?
He is. Okay, listen to this.
Uh-oh, they're broken up.
No. My boyfriend, the Egyptian, is on vacation in Europe starting today for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God, he's going to find an Egyptian woman.
No, I'm like freaking out.
European
okay,
woman,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, not Egyptian, but someone else. I am freaking out about this because he's not going to be here to help me carry my books down for the book drive, number one. But number two, I'm so scared that we're going to be apart for so long. Like, what if he decides he's not in love with me anymore? And like, what if he decides that he's having so much fun? He's like, you know what? I haven't really thought about Alex the whole time I've been gone. And then that is his aha moment, and he decides to break up with me.
Yeah, I mean, that's potential.
That's a very high probability.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm supposed to say that.
I don't know if it's a high probability,
No, I'm supposed to say something like that, and you guys are supposed to come in and say, Alex, that's crazy.
Do you
He's
want
so
us
in
to
love
lie, though? Do you want us to lie, though, or be honest?
No, I want
See,
you to lie. In
I
that situation,
scared.
I want to lie.
If he was going to Florida, I wouldn't think that. But going to Europe and like traveling Europe, like your eyes are open and you're experiencing the world.
You realize how big the world truly is.
Right.
and that there's a lot of other options besides me and little old Indiana.
I don't know about that, but you just get a different perspective about the world and you learn about yourself
you know
and
what?
Other cultures.
I'm but hurt I mean, and I'm triggered by this conversation. I'm triggered.
What? I'm just being honest.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want us to lie to you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, odds are he won't find a new woman in his life.
I think it's possible, and I'm really nervous.
Alex, you are a catch. You are a queen. He would be an idiot to break up with you.
That's what I was looking for.
You are the best thing that's ever happened
to him. Thank you. Now, Liv isn't fired, but Joe, you're fired.
I'm the boss around here. What are you guys saying, firing me? Well, I wish you luck with that. And maybe, Liv, if you can't donate a book, maybe you should take a book.
You can take some of mine. But I need someone to help me carry it.
I'm not going to read them. I'm going to be honest with you. Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, tried to show me this like thing, this slideshow funny thing on Facebook yesterday. And I literally was like, okay, I'm done. I got halfway through and I was like, this is too much.
Why?
Reading.
Because it was text?
It was like, there were like a lot of sentences. And I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I already had read like 8 and I was like, I'm done. I'm not. You need to see the full thing. And I was like, no.
Here's what we're going to do. Because if Alex and I, like, if it's majority vote usually on the show, it goes. And I'm sure Alex will agree. I want people to tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I think an easy one, nothing hard. We need to have Liv the Web Girl do a book report, like old school book report. You need to read a book and then give us a report on it.
Hey. You graduate college, and then you can
She's
make me
out.
Do a book report.
Oh,
but I am burnt out. It took me 5 years to graduate
college. I'm sure the studying is what burned Liv out at college. That's what it was.